The goal see my guy, there's been a lot of traffic these days. So, okay, so we'll start. So, Parshas Mitzrayim deals with the Taras HaMitzrayim. And he brings the Shtei Tziporim. And he shechs one of them. And one of them he sends yonder. And what are these two Tziporim signify? So there's a famous word from the Belzer Rebbe on this. But before we do the Belzer Rebbe, we'll look at the Chasam Sofer on page 9. Okay. So page 9 says, "Tzivah kohen v'shachad tzipor achas al kli cheres al mayim chayim v'shilachas tzipor achaya al pnei hasadeh." Tzipor hashchut v'achaya ish lefarsh the merabes that tzipor merabes al pit pitput pei devarim. Tzipor, is always chirping. V'yish nei minei pitputim. Echad b'divrei Torah, person. Speaks the Torah. That's one type of piputpi. Vasheni bidvar ba'alma. Uvetorah amru. Ein ha-Torah miskayem zal misha meimis matzma aleha. Right? We know the Gemara says in Brachas, Adam ki yamus ba'oil. Ein divrei Torah miskayem el shamim. Oh. Now we have the great next contingencies here. Rabbi? Great next, great next. This is your Shachin. Shachin
Tov.
So he says, Eina Torah miskayemes alamim misas. So what does it mean, mei misas atzmo? So he says, Mises Tavas HaGufnius. In other words, it means that he's not a Baltaiva. He's a Baltaiva, he's not going to be successful. He's too involved in all the Gashmis. For Amru and the famous Gemara in Masechta Tamid, Mishirotel Lichios Yamis Atzma. Vitavosov is not in there. It just says, Mishim. Wrote to Lichios Yad Misatzma. I remember I heard a shiur many years ago in Pirkei Avos from Rabbi Yosef Rabinowitz Zatzal. He was the brother-in-law of Eli Shulman. He's the Dean Rabinowitz. You know him, I'm sure, Rabbi
Yaakov, Yaakov
Aaron. Rabbi Yaakov Rabinowitz, his son.
Yeah, of course.
His, unfortunately, his son had passed away. He was known as Sefi Rabinowitz. Yosef Rabinowitz, Sefi Rabinowitz. So he said a Pirkei Avos here in Brooklyn once on the idea of this din in Maseches Tamid, this Bisharotzel Lichios Yad Mitzatzmo, he interpreted to mean to have a low profile, not to flaunt things, to have an, he was speaking about Ayin Hara and things like that. So Rosh Lichios, not that you're going to live and not have an ayin hara, yamis atzmu. I don't think it says it in the Tamid Mitavosav. That's the Chasam Sofer's interpretation. The yamis atzmu means that you minimize the taivos. Remember, Yosef Rabinowitz was speaking from the perspective of having more shval ruach, not to flaunt things.
But is it possible to be a Baltaiva and learning?
Meaning what?
A Baltaiva and learning.
The time to learn.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as he's talking about physical times. He says, "There, Rebbe's Sipur Ashkut al Mayim Chayim, the Torah Nimshal Chayim, the Torah is compared to Mayim Chayim, Shehino Seres Achayim, Vikimayim." So Torah is וזה עניין המפת וישכו ויאמיס תאבו סוף. והסיפור השני, היינו הפיטפד השני ישלח על פני הסוד על האחיקם, יהיו דבר מועטן. So one Sipor is the Sipor that what is that you're going to shech the Sipor to show you're going to dismiss the Tavos. And then, but the other one is a Sipor Hasheni, Hani Pitput Hasheni, because we said the two Pitputim, Echad B'Divrei Torah and the other one B'Dvar Ba'almo. So the one that represents the Divrei Torah, you shecht, because to show that you're going to shecht the taivas to be coined a Torah. And the other one is Stam speaking, you know, Dvar Metalim, that you're going to throw al Pnei Asada, that you're going to do away with. But the one that represents Torah, Pitput Mei Noraisa, you're going to shecht to show that you have to be Memis Tavosov to Zohar for the Torah, and the other one, the Dvar Shel Ba'alma, Dvar Shel Ba'bekach, that you'll throw up an Asada to show that you want to rid yourself from the Stam's speech. So there's a famous vort from Rav Yehoshua of Belz. Probably saw this maybe in the Machaneh Haredi. Rav Yehoshua of Belz, on page 11, going over to page 12. But he says like this, page 12. As a sipur achai kachosa, peyush rashi, melame she'ino ogenes imahem. Okay, then he says, in other words, he says that the sipur achaya is not in the igud that's together with the eight eras and the ezo v'shnitolas. So why is this separate? The kicha of the Sipur Achaya has a separate lekicha, not together with the other ones. These are Zohar Kaddish, Shekimosha and the Goyim Boim Aloshin Hara. Kach Boim has the Sholom the Goyim Aloshim Anoshim Shemachmas Shiflusa Be'enei Atzman Lo'omru Dvarim Shayutzurichim Lo'omru. But sometimes a person gets punished for speaking improperly, but he also gets punished for being shoysek when he's supposed to have spoken up. Because he feels he's not right to speak. But sometimes there was something that happened that was wrong and you need to speak up. So That's the other sipur. So the sipur, again, this is a different word than the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer's word is the sipur that you shechti. That's the sipur that represents Torah, that you have to mitzafze b'Torah. But the Taivas are trying to mark you from Torah, so you shech that Tzipor to be Mevatel the Taivas. And the other Tzipor represents the Tzipor of Dvaram Shebetalim, because they both represent Tzifzuf, the speech. One is the speech of Torah, and that one you shech to show that you have to remind the Tavos. The other one is the Tzifzuf of Dvaram Shebetalim, that you throw Pnei Asoda to be marking. That's how the Tassav Sofer says, but he's explaining a different word. That when it comes to speech, there's the improper speech that you have to rid yourself of. And so he says in Tziporim, Mepatvim Tzifzuf Kol, Tzipor Shchita Remzo Aloshin Hara. So one is the Shishto Midlamid Var Masur. The other one you don't shech. You want him to continue speaking. He romes al osam anoshim shatzar shatzrichim lomar ve'enam omer. People that should speak up and then they did speak up. So the Tzibur Achayu you take separate from the rest. So in other words, you're not going to take the Tzibur Achayu together with Tzibur Shchuta because they represent different things. The Tzibur Shchuta represents the idea of that it's proper not to speak, meaning not to speak improper things. But the Tzibur Achayu, you say we wanted to stay alive, and we're going to sholech al pnei asadeh to represent the idea of speaking when that you should speak when it's the proper thing, when you need to say something, and you get punished for not speaking when you should have spoken. And the usher the Rebbe, they believe it's the usher that points this out. There's a Zohar like this also. On page 20, look at the Zohar. This is the Yedid Nefesh, the parish of the Yedid Nefesh. He says, "Kama de Unshin de Hai Barnash begin Mila Bisha." Now he says the Hebrew translation. "Kemosha Onish Shel Ben Adam Hazeh Mishum Hadibu Hara." He gets onish for improper speech. Kach onshim begin mila tava dekaasim ledidev yochol molav v'lo molim. Kach onshim mishum dibur tov shabol yodav yochol daber v'lo diber. So there's an onish for speaking bad things, but there's also an onish for not speaking good things that you should have spoken. Things that you could have constructive articulation that was not articulated. And that's the Zohar, and that's the same idea that's brought out in the what? In the Bells of Rebbe, or Yeshua of Bells. So that's an important thing to realize when the proper thing is speech and when the proper thing is shtika. And I think the Ajma quotes this Zohar Kaddish. Right. Now, there's a famous word of the Pri Eitz Chaim from Chaim Vital, says from his Rebbe, the Arizal. And see it inside. Page 14. Bottom line: Lechay nikra chag Pesach perish Pesach. Pesach is two words: Pesach. You peha tvuna so tzipur yitzias mitzrayim. That's the idea that the mouth speaks. Meaning, here on the Pesach night, we celebrate the idea that we want you to speak. We got it to Labitza. We want you to say things. Shika would not be the proper thing, and that's the idea that in Mitzorah we see there's certain things that we want that shouldn't be said, and certain things you'd be responsible that you didn't say, and that's the Tutsiporim. So the things that you were supposed to say, you should say, that's what we shechul with the Tzipporim. That's the meaning of the Dvarim Asurim. But the other Tzipporim we leave alive, and we send them al Pnei Asadeh, because we want to show that there's an idea that you we punish because you didn't speak. So we have to leave this alive, so this Tzipor is continuing to chirp. And we send it al Pnei Asadeh. And the same idea that Pesach is the Pesach, is that positive idea that we want certain things to be articulated that sometimes are not articulated and really should be articulated. So there's a lot of opportunity in life. Just, you know, you can speak to somebody, you know, to give them chizuk or to call up a friend or somebody, you know, and if you didn't do that, you're responsible that you should have spoken. Sometimes things people speak they shouldn't have spoken. Sometimes, so it's the right thing to make sure which Sipur But we, you know, it is. And Pesach is Pesach, is what's known as the, what the Ezra writes from the Arizal, it's the Gulas HaDibor. And in the Eretz Tzvi of the Kodesh Glover, from Aryeh Tzvi Frommer on page 16, he says, the famous Rashi, Oz Yashir Moshe, page 17. But Rashi asks, Shehizkil Hades Ola Belibo She Yashir Shira. He goes, Oz Yashir Moshe means he's going to say the future. So what does it mean, the future? So he says that he thought to say the Shira, and then he's saying the Shira. Oz Yashir is speaking from the perspective of before he said the Shira. He's thinking about saying the Shira in the future. So the Kasha Glove asks Akasha, I hope anytime you do something, first you think about it and then you do it. Why is over here, Dafka, it speaks about, well, they thought to say Shira and then they sang Shira. Because they're speaking also from the perspective of beforehand, Yashir. The Shira is going to be in the future. So says the Rashi, Ask Shira, Adesha, Ola Belibo, She Yashir Shira. I hope so. Sometimes people say things, do things without thinking, but we assume that normally before you say something or do something, you think about it. So what's the chiddush over here that says that before they sang Shira, they thought about it, and then they sang Shira? Well, what's the, he says, because mokom lo matzini b'mokom acher ola b'libo sheyaseh. In other words, everything in Chumash speaks about the person did it. Not that. He thought to do it, and then he did it. Well, what does he have to say? So how come by Shira Sayam, the way Rashi interprets, he thought to sing Shira, and then they sang Shira. What's the pshat? So he explains... explains here on page 18. Yeah. So what is this idea of Ola Belibo? So the Pasuk over here on page 18. Second. He says like this. We know that in Mitzrayim, yeah, he writes here on page 18, the second paragraph. V'hinei shira hi dveikus. V'koshem ol l'basim l'dom lovo l'zeh. Shira is dveikus. It's difficult to get to dveikus. Ach be'emtzos r'usa d'libo. Your ratzon of your heart, sholem yicholim liskos lazer. Vika Ashir shazochu Yisrael adei shloyam behem dil Torah. Where Klal Yisrael didn't have balei lashon hara in Mitzrayim, they kept their mouths okay. Lashon not to shomru piyam lashon meira. But they were zocher. Sheish chavim berkas avarabo. You mean lashon hara humfechelo? Zay Mitzrayim shasha. Soru Rabbi Yos Mehemdil Torah Chazal. Now in Mitzrayim, they didn't say Lashon Hara. No one squealed. Chazal say that, you know, when they were telling him that you should borrow the clothing, and no one squealed to say, "Hey, you're gonna give it to him, and he's not gonna give it to you back." No one spilled the beans. Achazadayin. But the thing is, in Mitzrayim, Achadayin lo yochlu shara ki adibur hayam megolos. There was. It was the Golas HaDibur in Mitzrayim. They weren't able to properly express themselves. By Pesach, is the Pesach is what's called, the Ozhever writes, the Be'er Moshe, it was the Gula Sadibur. Pesach, now the mouth can speak. So that's what it means. Oz Yashir Moshe, Oz Yashir means they originally wanted to sing Shira from before, but they were in Golas, so they couldn't sing Shira, even though they had that tremendous chukah. And now that they were Nigal, not only their physical bodies were Nigal, their Koach HaDibur was Nigal. And that's what, now they were able to let it all out and sing Shira. That's the idea. That there was a time that they couldn't have the Dibor, the Mitzrayim, and then there was a time that when they were holding it inside. That was all a Beliba. That was the previous thing. When they were holding it inside, then finally it all came out in the form of Shiras Hayam.
So
they did not have.
So why was it
not? Because that was part of the Golos of Mitzrayim.
It's part of the
Olam. Yeah. And now, but they wanted to spex themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they couldn't. So that's the Olam Beliba. That was when they were still in Mitzrayim. Now they came out, and they were by Yom Suf. They were able to actually, all come out, let's say. So that was the Dibur. So you had two tkufas, the tkufa that they couldn't speak and the tkufa that they were able to express themselves. And, and to be able to express yourself, that's a geula, to be able to properly articulate. That was there was the Golas HaDibur, as the Oshava says, Eretz Yisrael's going from the Oshava. There's the inability to properly express yourself, and then the Golas HaDibur, and that's Pesach, is about Gula Sadibur. That's the Arizal. Pesach. The mouth speaks. That's why the night of the Seder, it's written in the Sfarim. And Kol Hamarbe L'Saper. It's all about Pesach. The mouth is speaking. The mouth is giving, as the Sfarim write, the mouth is giving Shevach L'Odoh HaKadosh Baruch. Okay, so everyone has to, I wrote about this in the Sefer. You can look at the different things, but that fits in with Parshas Metzora, the Shtei Tziporim, the bells of Rav Zvort. There's the time that you like Eish Lishtok, Kohelis. There's an ace for this and an ace for that. There's a time to be Shaitzik and then the time not to be Shaitzik. So that's the. The tie-in, Parshas Metzora and Shabbos HaGadol, Pesach. Usually Shabbos HaGadol is a tzav. He's going to have Shabbos HaGadol Metzora. And that's the Shnei Tziporim, Malas Adibur Vashtika, Lechem Lidoros V'Likras Chagamatzos. Okay, so let me just conclude here. I'd like to thank everyone. We had a nice man. In YU, this man goes till late. Most yeshivas, they end by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But we continued. And Bez Hashem, after Pesach, we'll continue the Chazara. We continue that Thursday. Bez Hashem, regular time, Bez Hashem, 11 o'clock. And I want to first thank everyone for the tremendous, learning Torah. I never liked the idea of saying a shir and then everyone's just taking notes. I'm not here to train you to become court stenographers. Not the idea is to be mefalpel and learning. Ask questions, to speak up, to have a maso matan. That's the true Liman HaTorah, is that the idea of the dialogue. And Be'ez Hashem, we're here. We're fortunate to have Talmid of the Shir participate, have dialogue, agree, disagree. That brings the risk of the Raisa. So that, makes the shiur, you know, much more meaningful and exciting, etc. I thank him for this, and I give everyone a bracha. They should have good health of the Pesach and afterwards to continue learning together. B'chabura, Torah is nikne b'chabura, Chazal tell us.
B'chabura.
And it's a big supposed to have everyone who's here who participates as part of this chabura and the part of this enterprise of dibur, of the proper dibur Bes Hashem that we have. And I wish everyone that should Eretz Israel should be safe, and Jews
and all the Jews in the world should be safe.
The world,
all the Jews in the world should be safe.
Eretz Israel and all over. Kol Asar Vasar should have safety and Simcha and be able to learn Torah and Ovid Hashem in the proper way. B'tov Simcha and Abrius and Archavas Hadas. And we wish everyone a Chag Hashem Sameach and Be'ez Hashem to continue Mesiyat Dishmaya after Pesach.
I'd ask that, I want to say something, and I'd ask that we have it on tape. You thanked us, but we have to thank you because what you do in Shia, besides the lomdus and the insight and all of that, but just talking about what you raised about the give and take, it only works because you don't do it in a formalistic way. You have a respect for your Talmidim. You care about your Talmidim. And you also have the intellectual honesty to work with us instead of trying to pass on to us your view on any particular subject. So that's the only reason that your brocha to us is at all relevant. It's because of what you do.
Thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate it. And wish everyone a Chag Hashem Sameach.
Thanks for everything.
Yizoka to be mekayim all the mitzvahs kihiduram b'toch simcha brius farchovas adas.
Chag Hashem Sameach.
Chag Hashem Sameach. Kol tov.
What is that?